Start this show momentarily. Okay, good evening, everyone. We mentioned last night that there's a question discussed in very, many by many poskim, is situation where a child who's already at the age of chinuch and is obligated in Kiddush and obligated in Havdalah, but let's say they fell asleep Friday night before hearing Kiddush, or they fell asleep Motzoi Shabbos before hearing Havdalah. So should the parents see to it, should they make sure to see to it, that the child recites Kiddush during the day, and I mean the Friday night Kiddush, as we'll explain. And should they see to it that on Sunday morning they recite Havdalah? So, in order to address that, let's just discuss a little bit the general halacha about, let's say, an adult misses Kiddush or misses Havdalah. So, let's start with Kiddush. We know that there's Kiddush Friday night and there's Kiddush Shabbos day, but they're very different. The Friday night Kiddush, besides being a bracha over the cup of wine, Baruch Pirei Gafen, then there's a dedicated bracha, a whole nusach of a bracha, which ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. It also begins with Vayechulu. First Vayechulu, then Baruch Pirei Gafen, and then a whole another bracha. Shabbos Day Kiddush is merely a question of making a bracha over a cup of wine before you eat. We typically say some psukim beforehand, but that's really a matter of minhag. And that's not the main Kiddush. The main Kiddush is just the bracha of Baruch Pirei Gafen. But Friday night Kiddush is an entire bracha. So if an adult, for whatever reason, doesn't make Kiddush Friday night, they are obligated to do so. They must do so Shabbos. They can't just make the Shabbos day Kiddush. If they did not recite Kiddush, or they didn't hear Kiddush, they weren't Yotzi with Kiddush Friday night, whether because they weren't feeling well, or they didn't come to the table, they were sleeping, or they just fell asleep, or whatever it could be. Whatever it may be, they are obligated Shabbos before eating to recite the Friday night Kiddush, not Vayechulu. Vayechulu is only for Friday night, but they would take a cup of wine and start with Baruch Pirei Gafen and then say the entire bracha afterwards, ending with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. And then that would be their Kiddush. They wouldn't have to make a separate Shabbos day Kiddush. That would be it. That would be Kiddush, but they must do that. And by the way, this might happen. You may have a guest come to your house Shabbos day, who perhaps is not fully observant. Maybe they're on the road to observance, or maybe they're not on that road, but whatever it is, they haven't recited, they weren't Yotzi Kiddush Friday night, and now they're coming to eat by you Shabbos day. So you really should either have them say Kiddush or recite Kiddush for them. Your husband or someone should recite, a woman could do it as well, actually, recite Kiddush for them. As long as they're capable of being Yotzi, they'll listen, and they have some idea of what's going on. They understand the basic idea. Then you could even say Kiddush to them, even if they'll do it on their own. If they could read Hebrew and they'll say it on their own, so that's even better. Let them say it on their own. But otherwise, you could say Kiddush for them. You should say Kiddush for them before you give them food to eat. Okay, so that's as far as an adult's concerned. So I say Kiddush if it's omitted Friday night for whatever reason. It should be recited Shabbos day. Now, if a person, God forbid, is too sick and they're sick Friday night, and sick Shabbos day, and they can't, okay, that's a different story. But I'm talking to a person who Friday night they weren't feeling so well and whatever it is, and maybe they're still sick now, but they want to eat and they're capable of making Kiddush Shabbos day, so they're obligated to make the Friday night Kiddush, just not Vayechulu. When it comes to Havdalah, if a person doesn't recite Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, then they must recite it anytime through Tuesday till it gets dark on Tuesday evening. Now, when you recite the Havdalah, once it's no longer Motzai Shabbos, meaning once from dawn, Alos HaShachar, from dawn Sunday morning and on, you would no longer recite a bracha on Besamim during Havdalah, and you would no longer recite a bracha on the Eish. The Bar Mari HaEish could only be recited Motzai Shabbos. Once dawn reaches Sunday morning, you can't do that anymore. And the besamim, you could say besamim many time that you smell besamim and get, you know, benefit, get hanah from them, but it wouldn't be part of havdalah. It's only part of havdalah if you're reciting havdalah motzai Shabbos, meaning it could be 2 a.m. or 4 a.m, as long as it's before dawn. But once it's dawn and on, you just, the havdalah would just consist of, you don't have to say the psukim either at the beginning. Once it's Sunday morning, dawn and on, havdalah would consist of bari priya gafen, and the brach and the main brach of havdalah, hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol ben yaleh chosh, etc., which ends with brachat Hashem, hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol. That would be havdalah. And as I said, you have to do that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You still have a mitzvah to do that. And even if you ate, it doesn't make a difference that you ate already, even though one's not supposed to eat before havdalah. But even if you did eat already, that would not preclude you or exempt you from reciting havdalah. You still need to recite havdalah. That's always true. Matzai Shabbos, well, of course, Matzai Shabbos, if you ate before havdalah by mistake or under any circumstances, you still have to recite havdalah. It doesn't change that. Okay, so now, now there's a question by havdalah. When you recite havdalah on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, is it that the mitzvah of havdalah has a longer time? The time is not, the time is the first 3 days of the week, because the idea is that the first 3 days of the week relate to the previous Shabbos, and the last 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, relate to the following Shabbos. So is it that you recite havdalah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, because that's the zman? It's still the zman. You're supposed to do, of course, you're supposed to do lechatchila Matzah Shabbos, but even if you didn't, so the zman has is longer than just Matzah Shabbos. Or is it no? You really missed the zman, but there's a concept called tashlumin. There's such a thing called a makeup. A person could make a sometimes if you miss davening shachris and it's after midday, you definitely miss the zman, but there's still a mitzvah to do tashlumin, to make that after you daven mincha, you repeat, you say a second Shemoneh Esrei in place of shachris. And if you missed mincha, we mentioned this by candlelighting, if you missed mincha and it's already nighttime, so you daven Mariv, and after Mariv Shemoneh Esrei, you say a second Shemoneh Esrei to replace mincha. That's called tashlumin. It's a makeup. It's definitely after the zman, but you could still make it up. So by havdalah, it's a shaila in the post. Is it considered a makeup? Well, no, it's not a makeup. The zman is. There's the best zman, it's Motzoi Shabbos, but there's the second best zman, it's still the zman. So now getting back to our children, ketanim, that higil lechinuch. So when it comes to Friday night kiddush, if they missed kiddush, I would say they definitely should make kiddush during the day. They definitely make kiddush days, especially if they're capable of doing it themselves. And particularly if we're talking about a child who, not a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, a child is a little bit older, and he missed kiddush, and it's not a weekly occurrence. He missed kiddush because he fell asleep. You know, Amal, it happens. He fell asleep or he wasn't feeling well. So certainly he should say kiddush. He should be taught to say kiddush during the day and Shabbos day to say the Friday night kiddush. Again, you know, don't say vayichulu, but starting with after vayichulu, say the regular Friday night kiddush. That definitely would be the right thing to do for a child that's a little bit older and doesn't miss kiddush on a weekly basis. It just happened this particular week. And when it comes to havdalah, there's a lot of discussion in the poskim. Many poskim talk about it, and many say it's really the right thing to do. They should. Some say they absolutely should do it. Some say you can't say they must do it, but it's a good thing. Now, one reason where perhaps they don't must is because tashlumin. There's a general shaila whether a katan has to ever do tashlumin. Let's say a katan missed davening, and when they're already an age when they daven, but they missed the tefillah. Do they have to do tashlumin? That's a shaila, but it's not so pashit that you have that there's chinuch for tashlumin, because tashlumin is an unusual thing. So it could be there's no chinuch on something that's not typical, that's not standard. It's just a makeup. But as I said, by havdalah, it's not 100% pashit that it is tashlumin. It could be it's not. It could be that the zman of havdalah extends till Tuesday evening. It's not tashlumin. So as I said, many poskim say that it really is the right thing for a katan to make havdalah. Some say they're mamash obligated. Some say, well, they're not obligated, but it's a good thing. Lamaisa, it doesn't really seem to be the minug. It doesn't seem to be the minug that your 7-year-old, especially your 7-year-old who misses havdalah throughout the summer, for example, that Sunday morning before they eat their corn checks or whatever, that they have to recite Havdalah. It doesn't seem to be that Klal Yisrael is knowing that way. So, but I would say now, if a family wants to do it and the child can handle it, it doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it. But again, just the Havdalah, but the Bar Priyah Gofen and then the Havdalah Bracha, no Eish, no Besamim, and that they can't do. They can't do during Havdalah. Eish can't do at all after once it's Sunday morning. But again, but I would say that if it's a child that doesn't miss it weekly, it's a child, you know, the child's a little bit older, certainly a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, you know, a child that's a little bit older, and they definitely are part of the mitzvah of Havdalah. And just Amal, it comes out that they missed it. They missed it by, you know, whatever it is, they missed it. So they could say, they definitely should say Havdalah. And by the way, even a girl, in general, the halacha is that women, although they try to hear Havdalah from someone else who didn't say Havdalah yet, who's saying Havdalah now for the first time, but if they can't, they should say Havdalah themselves. They must. I'm talking about an adult woman or Motzai Shabbos, even if it's a child, it's still Motzai Shabbos. They definitely have to recite Havdalah. And even though women typically try not to drink the wine of Havdalah, but that's a minhug, a pikabala. It's not a din. And it doesn't override a din. And the din is if a woman didn't hear Havdalah and there's nobody around who didn't make Havdalah yet, she should sue herself. She shouldn't ask her husband to repeat Havdalah or someone else to repeat Havdalah. She should say Havdalah herself. So when getting back to the child, even if it's your daughter and she didn't hear Havdalah, but when she's an older girl already, older meaning an older child, an older katan, an older katana, she's an 11-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, she hears Havdalah weekly. But this time she missed Havdalah, I would definitely encourage you to have her make Havdalah on her own, Bar Priya Gofen and the Havdalah Bracha. And if it's you, it's a woman, an adult woman, she definitely has to do that. That's no Shaila. She has to make Havdalah if she missed the Motzei Shabbos, and she has to say it herself. Don't ask anyone else to do it for you. You say it yourself and you drink the wine and no harm will come. Adrabba, you'll be mekayem a mitzvah like you are supposed to. Okay, so, but again, with the children, so if you don't want to be mechanich your young children, your very young children who miss it often, there's basis to be mekel. But as I said, with a child who doesn't miss it often, just misses it occasionally, I would encourage you to have them make Havdalah the next day. And certainly when it comes to Kiddush, the Shabbos day Kiddush, only on Shabbos, of course, but anytime on Shabbos. Okay, maybe at one point we'll go more into Havdalah and Kiddush, and you know these things will get reviewed and perhaps elaborated upon. Meanwhile, be very well. Have a good Shabbos.
Kol tov. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take it. Bye-bye.